This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Janji Protest Inquiry Commission submits a comprehensive report to the government. Prime Minister Kharge says report recommendations will now move into implementation process after review. Vote counting continues for House of Representatives elections. Results of 156 constituencies announced so far. Rashtriya Swatantra Party alone wins 121 seats. And Iran's Assembly of Experts says consensus reached on Khamenei's successor. Now the news in detail. The commission formed to investigate the incidents of the September 8th and 9th during the Janji protest submitted its report to the government today. Commission Chairperson Gauri Bahadur Kharge handed over the report to the Prime Minister Sushila Kharge at the program held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar. The commission led by former Justice Kharge comprised former Nepal Police Additional Inspector General Vigyan Raj Sharma and legal expert Biseshwar Prasad Bhandari as its members. Following the submission of the report to the Prime Minister, Commission member Sharma stated that approximately 200 individuals were interrogated and based on consultation with experts. The report has recommended actions against those deemed guilty. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Kharge has said that the recommendations of the report from the Inquiry Commission into the incidents of the Janji protest will now move into the implementation process. After receiving the report, the Prime Minister said that she and the Home Minister would study it and submit it to the Council of Ministers. The Prime Minister also added that once reviewed, the implementation process will begin and the report will be made public as required. She also said that discussions are ongoing on how much of the report can be released. The Prime Minister also appreciated the chairperson and members of the commission for their hard work. Vote counting is ongoing for the House of Representatives elections held on the 5th of March. Results from 156 constituencies have been declared so far. According to the Election Commission, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won 121 seats and is leading in four constituencies, according to the latest updates. Similarly, the Nepali Congress has secured 17 seats. The CPN-UML has won 7 constituencies and is ahead in 3. The Nepali Communist Party has secured 7 seats. Similarly, the Sram Sanskriti Party has won 3 seats while the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has secured 1 seat. One independent candidate has also secured a victory. Meanwhile, under the proportional representation system, more than 5.4 million votes have been counted so far. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has received about 2.6 million votes. Similarly, the Nepali Congress has secured nearly 902,000 votes, while the CPN-UML has received about 777,000 votes. Similarly, the Nepali Communist Party has secured more than 373,000 votes, and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has received more than 192,000 votes. In the election, voters directly elect 165 members of the 275-member House of Representatives, while the remaining 110 seats are allocated through the proportional representation system based on each party's board share. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Swatantra Party candidate Amresh Kumar Singh has defeated Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa to be elected to the House of Representatives from Sarlahi constituency number 4. According to the final results announced earlier today, Singh received 35,688 votes, while his closest rival, Thapa, received 22,838 votes. Similarly, RSP candidate Narendra Saha Kalwar has been elected a Member of Parliament from Sarlahi constituency number 3, defeating closest rival of the Nepali Communist Party candidate Narayan Kaji Shrestha. Likewise, RSP candidate Ganesh Kharge has been elected a Member of Parliament from Morang constituency number 3, defeating his nearest competitor, Nepali Congress candidate Sunil Kumar Sharma. Similarly, RSP's Sambhu Prasad Dhakal has been elected from Japa constituency number 4, defeating Lal Prasad Sawa Limbu of the CP and UML. Dr. Muhammad Firdaus Alam of the Nepali Congress has been elected from Rautahat constituency number 2, defeating Nepali Communist Party's Kiran Kumar Saha. Similarly, RSP's candidate Bikram Khanal has been elected from Nawalprasi West 1, defeating Nepali Congress candidate Binod Kumar Chaudhary. Likewise, RSP's Dr. Madhav Bahadur Thapa has been elected from Palpa constituency number 2, defeating Himal Datta Shrestha of the Nepali Congress. Meanwhile, CPN UML candidate Ganesh Singh Thagunna has been elected in Darsula, defeating Nepali Congress candidate Dharmananda Joshi. Nepali Congress candidate Narendra Kumar Kerung has been elected from Pasthar, defeating Hastaraj Sharma of the Sram Sanskriti Party. Similarly, Aryan Rai of Sram Sanskriti Party has been elected from Khotang, defeating his closest rival, CPN UML's Dev Bikram Rai. Likewise, RSP's Hari Mohan Bhandari has been elected from Baitadi by defeating Chatur Bahadur Chand of the Nepali Congress. RSP's Khemraj Koirala has also been elected from Kailali constituency number 4, defeating Nepali Congress candidate Gorkha Bahadur Bista. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom ko back. Internet, TV, telephone, data ekai sath.
Gharma TV hernus ya internet chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ekai sath.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya jadan garna tatha marmat garna gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare pugcha.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The 116th International Women's Day has been marked in Nepal today with various programs highlighting women's rights and empowerment. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Padil has called on everyone to contribute from their respective fields to end all forms of violence, discrimination and oppression against women. In a message of best wishes, the President stated that empowering women, who make up more than half of the population, would help families, society and the entire nation move forward on the path of prosperity. Similarly, Prime Minister Sushila Kharki has also called on everyone to join hands together to further strengthen the culture of gender equality, democratic norms and social justice. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ITFM English News Bulletin, now an international news update. Iran's Assembly of Experts has reached a consensus on who will replace Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, but they say some obstacles remain in the appointment. According to the BBC, Israel's military has threatened to target any successor of Khamenei. Al Jazeera cited Assembly of Experts member Ayatollah Muhammad Mahdi Mirbagheri as saying that some obstacles will still be needed to be resolved regarding the process. Under the Iranian constitution, it is the 88-member assembly of the experts that is authorized to choose the country's supreme leader. Meanwhile, in Iran, well depots were hit by intense U.S.-Israeli aerial bombardment, with locals reporting multiple explosions. An Iranian drone strike on a government building in Kuwait sparked a huge fire overnight. Attacks have also been reported across Gulf as the war enters its second week. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and partly cloudy in the remaining areas. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati province, and at one or two places in the Torai region of Kosi province. Haze is also expected at a few places in the Torai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Genji Protest Inquiry Commission submits a comprehensive report to the government. Prime Minister Kharge says report recommendations will now move into implementation process after review. Vote counting continues for House of Representatives elections. Results of 156 constituencies announced so far. Rashtriya Swatantra Party alone wins 121 seats. And Iran's Assembly of Experts says consensus reached on Khamenei's successor. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.